AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It was the video that did it. A white police officer was charged with murder in South Carolina hours after authorities saw a video that appears to show him shooting a black man in the back as the man ran away following a traffic stop. North Charleston Mayor Keith Soumy.
I can tell you that as the result of that video and the bad decision made by our officer, he will be charged with murder.
Chris Stewart is an attorney for the family of the dead man, Walter Scott.
What if there was no video? What if there was no witness or hero, if I call him, to come forward?
Not clear who shot the video, but that person gave it to the dead man's family and lawyer. The nation's midsection could see some rough weather over the next couple of days.
We have a risk of severe storms today that pretty much covers a swath from southwest Ohio all the way across Missouri to northwest Texas.
The Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards says large hail, high winds, and tornadoes are all possible today in the southern plains. Tomorrow, an area from Arkansas to Wisconsin will see similar storms. President Obama's effort to shield millions of immigrants from deportation has stalled in the courts again. A federal judge in Texas says the government hasn't shown any good reason why the president's executive action should be implemented immediately. The juries in both the Aaron Hernandez murder case and the Boston Marathon bombing trial are deliberating again today. And in sports, you may have seen this last night. The UConn women beat Notre Dame last night, 65-53 in the NCAA title game. This is AP Radio News. No known link to terrorism, but the widespread power outages that hit the Washington area yesterday have officials thinking. Our national security correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The outages briefly affected the White House, Capitol, State Department, and other sites in Washington. Officials blame an explosion at a Maryland power plant, and the White House says there's no current terror link. Still, the outages worry the Pentagon officer in charge of protecting the homeland.
What it really goes to is we have a lot of vulnerabilities out there.
Admiral Bill Gortney heads the U.S. Northern Command and was visiting here when the outages hit. He says the nation's critical infrastructure is fragile, and the important thing now is making sure backup systems work as designed. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Gas prices are falling again when compared to last week at this time. Gas is $2.39 a gallon this morning. It was $2.41 a week ago. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big money on everything you need at Menards. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements, and it enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 26 colors of Owens Corning Duration shingles and transform your home today. Shop our selection of roofing products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening now.
Save.